Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson from with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I am waiting for the guest to call in, and we'll wait here, and I'll just run the show till he gets here. And you know, you schedule shows, but you know, you schedule them, and the thing that happens is life gets in the way of life every once in a while, and things don't always go the way they're supposed to. And so you do the best you can and live on, and you just go on with life. And that is where we're at with this simple situation and the way we do things. But as life goes on, you know, this used to really, really bother me, but it doesn't, because this is just one of life's circumstances that happens in life. And as you go through this and you become more aware of what's going on, things happen. And, you know, life just happens to do things. And, so we're going to go on with something I expanded into today, and that's structure. I'm not a big fan of structure until today. But what opened up for me today was things happened and they really moved forward in a bold new way. And as we look forward to life, life is what happens when stuff like this goes on. But here's the thing. It's going to go on. And you can get mad at the structure of life, or you can go on with it. And so just going on with life really expands people into life. But when I discovered structure today, it isn't that structure is bad. It's how structure eases your dreams into the universe. And that's what I really expanded into. And really opened up today to a new paradigm to really understand that structure is really a savvy sapience to really expand your life and really open you up to really smooth the things into the world. And that is what happens when life gets in the way of life. And as you do this, life becomes easier and more open to it. And as we look at life, it becomes different and more open. And, you know, there's just every once in a while there's a misconnection to something and it just happens. But really today, and as I go through this on this structure, I really got to develop a savvy structure with a daring design to really entice my inner wizardry to become involved in my dreams and to live my life and to be free in everything. And that's what structure allows you to do, because there becomes, not steps, but there becomes a lotion of a potion to go into the ocean of your omnipotence to really expand life and really look forward to doing things. And that way life becomes more energetic, and you understand I understand now where I'm going and how I'm going to do it. And really it just frees me up to do different things and allows me to say and live more freely and more bold. And It's about engaging in that inner sage with inside me is where this is at. But it allows me to escape wandering around and meandering and meaninglessness, and that's what structure really does. And it really stops me from living my dreams and everything else. And life becomes engaging in everything because life is as simple as I choose to make it, but it also can be as complicated as I choose to make it. It's all up to me. In structure, I'm not talking about step by step. I'm talking about a forward-looking prowess to wow the world, to walk on water, to walk in wisdom, and to do whatever it does, and to free the inner sage within me, and to do things in a bolder, bigger way. As I now allow myself the epiphanies to live my life and to open up and to have fun and enjoy it. As I now see, life doesn't always give you the rose garden you think it should because you're unwilling to expand into it, and that is a bigger thing for me. It's me being willing to expand. And as I open this up and I really relish this, I really become free as I do this. But it's the disallowing of my own self is what's happening in life. And as I look forward and move forward, I begin to see life really expand right in front of me because I become more willing to engage in wisdom, to walk in wisdom, rather than just meander in meaningless. And it's really about allowing myself the wisdom to walk internally. And it's really about having the guts to move forward, to show the world that I can win in wisdom and open my eyes to my success. Because it's a step-by-step thing, and it has to be taught and is teachable to the world. And that's where I'm at right now, is I'm a teacher. And today I sat down and wrote, and understand now that you can have the structure, but you can daringly design it your way. And what is your daring design for your own life, to expand your life and to live in harmony with your sire desires and expand and live freely in a bold way? As I now realize, life is going to get in the way of life. It's going to try to complicate everything it can to see if I have the savvy to look inside the situation to gain the wisdom. And every day, it's a forward-looking question. Where is the wisdom today to expand my life, to live my dreams, to have fun, and open my eyes to live in a bold new way? Because I now understand that life is free to live and see everything. But it's about me allowing myself the preeminence to really step forth and engage in that inner sage and to live the freedom and live the life I choose to live and engage that sage and to quit being a pansy and really thinking that structure is this, oh my God, but it's the discipline and structure I choose to use will allow me to move forward in everyday life and live in a freedom that I've never had before. And that's kind of the way life really, really expands me, is when I choose to engage in that. It's really not about me. It's about how I choose to expand life and to open people's eyes to their talents. As I live this life, I free my soul to speak out loud, live in a bold new way. And see, the structure is just giving me the willingness to step forward and to move and really engage in that inner sage. So where is it that you're stuck and you become, you really don't want to be stuck in a certain way. You want to be, oh, what is it? You really choose to do something different and forget who does what and how it's done. But I choose to now to understand that life will happen. No matter what I'm doing, life is going to go on. But life is also going to be an entertaining experience in every way to live my life and to free my soul and to understand that life can move forward when I choose to engage in life. It isn't about hiding from life. It's about engaging in life. And the daring design I choose to experience in life really opens me up to the internal structure I chose to have the sassy sapience to step into my dreams. And something that I really discovered within myself, how do I disallow my dreams when I ignore myself? And that is something it's a chapter in a new book, but how do I ignore who I am and ignore my own power looking for outside sources? And that's something I've really stopped doing. And I really start engaging in the dreams, but I do it with a forward-looking, asking questions rather than looking towards what was yesterday and how I stumbled yesterday. But every morning I ask this question, where's the wisdom today to expand me into my dreams and open my eyes to the success I choose to experience? And with a forward-looking question, I start the structure of my day. But it isn't a structured day where it's step-by-step. It's a structure of a daringness to see the world in a different ambience of success. Because the world spins in success and wealth. We have been taught to never look outside of where we live or what we're doing to experience them sire desires. And I've crisscrossed the country twice in the last 3 weeks. I've been crisscrossed the country, and I moved from Mesa, Arizona. And I really opened up to understand the sun makes a lot of difference in my life. But what it really showed me was that sometimes you have to leave where you live to experience your dreams or to find the new teachers that are waiting for me to have a date with my destiny that I choose to experience. Because every day, every second of every day is a life-expanding experience of some way. And what I'm really starting to do and choose to do is to never refuse to learn, because this is a question that comes to me. The people I think that can teach me aren't the teachers. The person I think that can't teach me is the teacher to expand me, because I'm looking at the glass half full, and that is, or half empty. And that's something I've really focused on in the last 3-4, is I never ever want to see the world in a half empty glass. And I ask myself every time, am I looking at it half full, being real here, or being egotistical? But something, I used to think there was a lot of egotistical arrogance in the world, but really it's a selfish conceit. because we think everything out there is us, and I'm the only one that can have it. But that's not true. When I let go of the selfishness and the conceit where I thought I was better or smarter than somebody and realized everybody is my equal, I opened up a sequence of events where teachers appeared. And then I had to feature that little male ego within myself. When I started looking and realizing the outside, there's people in the world that are meant to be my teachers as I am theirs. And that's when I really started expanding, when I started looking for the teachers and stepping outside of what I already understand into what they understand opened me up to see life expand. And I was, you know, there was things that were supposed to happen today that didn't happen. But there's circumstances that allow a dance of tomorrow, the dance of the now, to happen, because maybe there was something there or maybe there will be something better, but there's always a new door opening in my life, and I understand that. And I really stopped focusing on what was going in the second to start understanding life has a path for me to follow. And when I'm willing to open up and see the path, there's things going to close right in front of me. And when I get too wound up and too trying to control something, that is when things really go awry. When I facilitate things and become willing, adaptable to the situation and show my agility to maneuver through the situations and look for the wisdom in the situation, that's when I expand most. But I really understand that there is it's a silent structure that everybody has to. And in the space of them structure, will you expand and live your dreams. And that is something that I'm really starting to adhere to. And the more I open up and let go of really me trying to control the paths and just be adaptable to the new paths that come open, the more empowered I become in my heart. And for me to say this, but I listen now with my heart. My chest area is what I listen with. And I'm starting to really hear the world expand in front of me. And also being in warm, sunny weather in November, it helps a lot for me. And the sun is probably one of the teachers, but something that I really expanded into is electricity. As an electrician, electricity and being grown up on a farm in an oil field, I've had a unique path to where I'm at, because electricity is always an energy, and it's an unknown, unseen, but look what it does to the world. Look, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, look at the strip at night, and look what it does. Look what it turns on. That is an individual doing that. Each individual in the universe has like 1.4 volts in each cell. We got like a trillion volts in us, something like that. But see, we are electricity lighting up the world. And, you know, we think the politicians, and we're always looking at what's going on, Obamacare and this. Well, the Obamacare for me is me expanding me, and as you do that, the people of the world actually have encompassed the wisdom and the will to expand the country and the world back into prosperity. It's the self-educated using what they've been taught to expand the spiritual sapience, the spiritual wisdom, because we got to detach from what the school books say and open ourselves up to hearing what's in our heart and to move forward, because it's a heart supremacy in all the people that will expand this world back into the paths of prosperity. But I've learned I've got to get, I choose now to make cowboy wisdom, visionary vitality, into a daring design where people can use it and simply expand life. That's an unattachment. It's a walk in wisdom, expand life with an unattachment, because wisdom is never attached, and then it's an inquisitive curiosity to expand through life. And ever since, in 2009, I started using expand instead of change. And ever since then, I've become more open to new things, because if nothing has to change, I get to expand in a free, in a streaming way. And it's like a stream going, starting at the mountain, going down to the river into the ocean. And that's what the word expand has done for me. It's opened up an ocean of omnificence, and that's the most powerful creation there is. But something within me today really expanded, because I stepped into a new light that I really want to allow people to use my journey to expand their life and allow them the shortcuts to it. And they can cut through all the frustration and anger, because something I realized about a year ago is you're going to get angry and frustrated on your way to living your dreams. Because featuring the old inside us never comes super easy, because we want to hold on to everything we do. We really like to keep it, rearrange it, and feel we're changing. But see, when you expand, there's something leaving, something new coming in every day. And I'm really starting to look forward to the new, because I understand life is I'm renting everything in this life, and everything is temporary. And as long as I can have that detachment from having to have everything in a solid thing, life becomes a fluid motion of fantastic events. And as I am looking at the events of my life, I can see how now this journey has really been in progress since the day, well, probably even before that, but since I was little, but since 1995, I really understand how this has progressed. But in the last 5 months, it's took off on a supercharged, charismatic prodigy to really poke me and prod me and steer me the way my dreams want me, and kind of sends my ego over the cliff. And that was something that was unique, is getting rid of that male ego. And that is probably one of the hardest things I've ever chose to do. And if I ever really get all the way there, because it's an everyday encounter to really to look at myself and to understand I can expand out of this, and the more serene I become and silent on the inside and shut my mind off, I've actually been open to doing that. I can actually shut my mind down and just be free and silent. I can't do it for more than 3-4 minutes probably, or even that long, but at least now I understand getting into the silence. And as I can get into the silent part and sit there and be quiet with myself, I can quiet the world. And that's where my peace has come. And I really like being at peace with myself. And that is something that I think has really helped me more than a lot of things, is just being at peace with myself. Because then you can be at peace with everybody. And as I've done this, I'm really starting to understand the wisdom, innovation, talent, my audacious action energized my mammoth money flow. And money, to me, is this part of being is part of spirituality as much as anything else, because money allows me the freedom, and I put out the wisdom to the world to expand it. Money is my reimbursement to receive so I can give more and travel the world to expand people's lives. And money is just an energy. And that's all we all are, the spiritual energy relishing this spiritual experience here in this lifetime. Because when I stopped being this, being that, and started realizing as a spiritual energy, it allowed me to expand further into the tranquility of my life. And I really am starting, I really like that part, because I don't realize I don't have to be right. I have to be willing to expand and engage in new wisdom when I talk to other people. And now when I talk to other people, I'm more curious to see what they're going to say to me to expand me than I am to speak to them. I'd rather listen now than speak to them and really allow my inner self the tranquility of expanding the wisdom within me to expand the world. And is this all a progression? Yes. If I ever get there, it'll probably be the day across the river. But every day, I focus on being a better person and a better listener and a better communicator into the world to allow the world to expand through me. And I am a published author of 5 books. Fear is My Friend, Flow in the Glow, Holiday Wisdom, My Visionary I Am, I Forgive Me, I'm Free, and I got a new book ready to come out. We're working on the cover. I Approve of Me Sets Me Free. And then I got 3 CDs, Flow in the Glow, Red, led by Linda Van Haver, the self-empowerment expert. Money is My Friend and Fear is My Friend. And Fear is My Friend. And what I understand about fear now is fear is in the conscious mind, but scared is in the body. And when you can realize that and expand into it, you can allow yourself to move forward, because fear is unrefined wisdom. And when you can open up to that paradigm, fear becomes a new way of seeing yourself to step into your own omnipotence. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. I am an NLP practitioner and a hypnotherapist, but I also am a teacher of my journey. And I really have allowed myself to go deep into myself because I understand the spirit-body-mind connection. The spiritual leader of the body is where everything is really housed, because when the body doesn't feel good, the head doesn't feel good. The head is a follower. The mind, the conscious mind, is actually a follower of everything that goes on in my life. And so when I get my head, and my head gets real busy in the mind, I realize I'm letting the outside sources control my life. It's when I'm relaxed and the mind is out of it and I listen with my heart and my gut, and I don't react, I respond in time. Realizing now I never have to respond real fast, and in some countries, responding fast means you really lack the ability to analyze and incorporate it, because the emotions and everything are in gear before everything else is. And I am Robert Allen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I will be here next Tuesday and Wednesday, because I got a class on Thursdays now. And I really want to thank the listeners and everybody here, and I want to say good night. And may everybody's weekend be as blessed as they are a blessing to me. And good night.